Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We're here today on a Friday afternoon to go over a great slate of NBA play in action. This is playoff eve in the NBA. We have two playing games tonight between the Hawks versus the Cavaliers and then the Pelicans versus the Clippers. And then tomorrow, we have a full slate of NBA playoff action all throughout the first round. So this will be the last day of a smaller slate, so to say. Two playing games for the eighth seed in each conference on the line tonight between all four of these teams. So let's go ahead and dive into the action. A quick reminder, though, make sure you read and subscribe to basketballnews.com. We're with you guys every single day on written and audio platforms. Subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast network as well. So many great podcasts outside of Nothing But Bets as well. But let's go ahead and dive in to a great episode today. Again, player props are back for the playoffs. We're going to dive into the props as well as our picks against the spread. So let's go ahead and dive into it. And our first game up here on the board is the Atlanta Hawks at the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Hawks are 1.5-point favorites today on the road in Cleveland against the Cavaliers. Jared Allen, the all-star center for the Cavaliers, is playing today. He's going to try playing on his injury. Evan Mobley as well is back. Darius Garland, this should be a fun battle between Darius Garland and Trae Young. But in the end, for me, just with the way that we saw last year, how you could carry this Hawks team to heights we haven't seen in a very long time. With the playoffs on the line, I think postseason experience looms large here, especially in a winner-go-home scenario truly for this one in Cleveland. I think the Cavaliers have been awesome all year long for sure. And if Jared Allen and Evan Mobley control the paint inside, I think Cleveland could easily win this game. But if it's a fast-paced, high-scoring game and Trae Young is the equalizer, the one that's the straw stirring the drink, so to say, for the pace in this matchup, I love Atlanta here, and that's where I'm going to go here. I'm going to hammer the Hawks in this one. I'm going to do the -120 money line and also the point spread at -1.5. I think the Hawks win by at least 2 points tonight. I think we see a big game for Trae Young. I'm talking 30-plus points, 10-plus assists, and I think he's the MVP of this game and the reason why the Hawks ultimately win this one. I mean, we could easily see John Collins and Clint Capella versus Evan Mobley and Jared Allen decide things, but I think in the end, it'll be Garland versus Young that is the ultimate trump card here. In the end, we're going to go with the All-NBA point guard in Trae Young, and he goes for a huge game tonight in Cleveland with the playoffs on the line. He always thrives in these tough road settings. So in the end, we're going to lock in the Atlanta Hawks to win and cover the 1.5-point spread. So let's lock in Hawks -1.5 and move on here to our player props on the board here, powered by FanDuel. And like I mentioned, I love a big Trae Young game, and I think we're going to see a big Trae Young game. So let's go ahead and lock in Trae Young over 30.5 points. I think he easily goes over 30-plus tonight. That's one of my easy locks of the day from a player prop perspective. I also like here on the board as well. We're going to go over to Darius Garland over on his assist total. Darius Garland checks in here at 8.5 assists. I think we see Garland move the ball around a lot in this one. So we're going to say Darius Garland over 8.5 assists. I also like here as well, we're going to go Clint Capella over 13.5 rebounds. And then back over to points, I do like Evan Mobley to go over on his point total tonight. Evan Mobley checks in here at 15.5 points. So here's our four-leg power play, $20 back $1,000 on a $100 bet, and it is as follows. Trae Young over 30.5 points. Evan Mobley over 15.5 points. Clint Capella over 13.5 rebounds, and Darius Garland over 8.5 assists. We're going to lock that in and also take the Hawks as the road favorites to win and cover the 1.5-point spread on the road in Cleveland. Next up on the board, our final game of a two-game play-in slate tonight, we have the New Orleans Pelicans at the Los Angeles Clippers. The Pelicans are 1-point favorites on the road today. The spread has flipped in the last couple hours. Paul George was a late scratch today in the health and safety protocols due to COVID-19. Huge blow for the Clippers because Paul George, as we all know, one of the probably 20 best players in the NBA, having him not on the court in this one, even still without Kawhi Leonard, so missing Leonard and Paul George in a must-win game, is a massive blow for this Clippers team. Ty Lue could have these role players locked in and really go up toe-to-toe against his Pelicans team. I think with Paul George out there, it would have been a real advantage toward the Clippers. But this Willie Green train for the Pelicans is at full steam. I mean, CJ McCollum's been awesome. Brandon Ingram's been awesome. I wish Zion Williamson was playing because I think this Pelicans team would be so much better even still with Zion Williamson. But even without Zion, Willie Green, the former Suns assistant, now the Pelicans head coach, has this group locked in. I would love to see Willie Green versus Monty Williams in the first round of the playoffs in Phoenix. So I'm going to go in that direction here. I'm going to go with the Willie Green Express to keep the train rolling here. I like a big game from CJ McCollum and Brandon Ingram. So let's go ahead and lock in the Pelicans to win on the road now with the Clippers being out without Paul George. We're going to take the Pelicans to win and cover the small 1-point spread on the road in Los Angeles. So let's lock in Pelicans -1 and go over to our player props now and lock those in for this game as well. Like I mentioned, I do love on the board here a big CJ McCollum game. So we'll take CJ McCollum over on his point total, which is at 25.5 points. I also like here on the board as well another point prop, Brandon Ingram, over 24.5 points. Another point prop I also like here on the board is going to be Reggie Jackson, over 20.5 points. And then let's go over to rebounds here and lock in Ivica Zubac over on his rebound total. Zubac checks in here at 8.5. We're going to take the over there on Zubac's rebounds at 8.5. So here's our four-leg power play via FanDuel. 20 back $1,000 on a $100 bet, and it is as follows. CJ McCollum, over 25.5 points. Brandon Ingram, over 24.5 points. Reggie Jackson, over 20.5 points. And Ivica Zubac, over 8.5 rebounds. We're going to take that and also the Pelicans to win on the road today in Los Angeles and lock in an intriguing 1-8 playoff matchup between the Phoenix Suns and the New Orleans Pelicans. So that is it for our show today. Appreciate everyone listening in, as always, to the podcast. We're you guys every single day to give you the NBA betting edge for a tip-off, picks against the spread, player props, whatever it may be, anything from a gambling perspective, nothing but bets here to give you the NBA angle every single day. So in the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets. Here's our picks as well. One more time against the spread for you, and it is as follows, and as well as the player props we have on the board here. Hawks -1.5 over the Cavaliers, and Pelicans -1 over the Clippers. And in our player props, we're going to go over one more time for you. For the Hawks matchup versus the Cavaliers, we have Trae Young over 30.5 points, Evan Mobley over 15.5 points. Then we also have Clint Capella over 13.5 rebounds, and Darius Garland over 8.5 assists. And then for Pelicans versus Clippers, we have CJ McCollum over 25.5 points, Brandon Ingram over 24.5 points, Reggie Jackson over 20.5 points, and Ivica Zubac over 8.5 rebounds. So appreciate everyone listening, as always, to the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Make sure you check basketballnews.com every single day and subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast in order to check out all the other great podcasts on basketballnews.com. But in the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets for a great play and slate here on Friday night, and happy playoff eve to you.